The Kingdom of Glory, December 1. God's glory seen in His works. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory, Isaiah 6:3. As it came from the Creator's hand, not only the Garden of Eden, but the whole earth was exceedingly beautiful. No taint of sin or shadow of death marred the fair creation. God's glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of His praise, Habakkuk 3:3. The morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, Job 38:7. Thus was the earth a fit emblem of Him who is abundant in goodness and truth, Exodus 34:6. A fit study for those who are made in His image. The Garden of Eden was a representation of what God desired the whole earth to become, and it was His purpose that, as the human family increased in numbers, they should establish other homes and schools like the one He had given. Thus, in course of time, the whole earth might be occupied with homes and schools where the words and works of God should be studied, and where the students should thus be fitted more and more fully to reflect throughout endless ages the light of the knowledge of His glory. When Adam came from the Creator's hand, he bore in his physical, mental, and spiritual nature a likeness to his Maker. God created man in His own image, Genesis 1:27. And it was His purpose that the longer man lived, the more fully he should reveal this image, the more fully reflect the glory of the Creator. All his faculties were capable of development. Their capacity and vigor were continually to increase. Vast was the scope offered for their exercise. Glorious the field opened to their research. The mysteries of the visible universe, the wondrous works of Him who is perfect in knowledge, Job 37:16, invited man's study. Face to face, heart to heart, communion with his Maker was his high privilege. Had he remained loyal to God, all this would have been his forever. Throughout eternal ages, he would have continued to gain new treasures of knowledge, to discover fresh springs of happiness, and to obtain clearer and yet clearer conceptions of the wisdom, the power, and the love of God. More and more fully would he have fulfilled the object of his creation, more and more fully have reflected the Creator's glory.